Seven reasons why Elvis Presley couldn't go to hell. Number one, because of his profession. You say, well, Brother Paul, he was a rock singer. That dirty so-and-so, he was a rock singer and jiggled and danced like he did and sang those songs like he did. I know that he went to hell. No, he didn't. So a lot of folks think that because he was a rock singer that he went to hell. Let me tell you something, that's not Bible. Amen? The Bible tells us over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you make sure you understand this, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or adulterers, nor effeminate, or abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God, but such were some of you. He could not go to hell because of his profession. If so, you'd be in hell. I want you to know that Elvis Presley, because of his profession, ladies and gentlemen, could not have gone to hell. But there's a second thing. He could not have gone to hell because of his wealth. Now, people say, he went to hell, preacher, because he had all of that money. Where'd you get that from? Elvis had a bigger heart than most Christians, folks. In fact, most Christians today, if they had a buffalo nickel, would squeeze it until their knuckles turned red. Amen? Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible say that rich people go to hell. You say, preacher, what about the rich man? Yes, I'm familiar with the rich man in the 16th chapter of the book of Luke. He says, send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But I want you to know that the rich man in hell had the same opportunity as a thief on the cross. He could have been saved. My Bible tells me in Mark chapter 10 and verse 23 through 27 that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get saved. But the Bible does not say that a rich man can't be saved. Nowhere in the Bible does it say if you have a little money, you'll go to hell. Well, people got things all messed up in their thinking, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, some of the sweetest people I know have money. They do. I've run into many in the last 4 or 5 years, some of the last 10 or 15 years. They are as kind and they are good to me and they are sweet, loving people. Many are rich because they give to the Lord. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You say, preacher, I'm broke. I don't have any money. If you want money, start giving to the Lord. Some of you don't have much because you hold out on the Lord. There's some of you in this room been coming for years and you complain all the time because you don't have any money. You go and check up to see the people that have a lot of money. Most of the time it's because they are not holding out on God. I want you to know that Elvis Presley could not have gone to hell because he was a wealthy man. Not because he was a rock singer. Hang on now, I'm leading to something. Number three, he could not have gone to hell because he was a great sinner. You say, preacher, I believe Elvis Presley. I checked out his life. I followed his life. And he was a low-down sinner. And I believe because he was a low-down sinner and that he was a drunk sometimes. And sometimes he said the things that he did and some of the things that he did. I believe that he's in hell. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that a person goes to hell because they're a great sinner. Hang on now. You better get your thinking straight on that. The Apostle Paul said that the Lord saved him, but he said, I am such a sinner. He says, I am chief of all of sinners. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm saying the Apostle Paul, you know what he was telling us? That he was the greatest sinner that ever walked on this earth, and if any man ever desired, any man that has ever deserved to go to hell, it would have been the Apostle Paul. Anybody in this room understands, and I hope that if you're a great sinner, it is Jesus Christ that makes a difference. Glory to God. The apostle said, I'm the most low down. I'm the most low down scoundrel. If any man ought to go to hell, it's me. So if one goes to hell, it's not because he's a great sinner. Otherwise, the apostle Paul would have gone. And by the way, you'd go too. Are you with me so far? Number four. Another reason why Elvis Presley couldn't have gone to hell, because he was not loved. It wasn't because he was not loved. There has never been a man, there has never been an entertainer in this generation that was loved like Elvis Presley. Yet, nobody loved him like Jesus. Are you with me so far? Nobody loved the Elvis Presley like the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus left heaven before so that he could come to this world and die for Paul Dabdu, for Mickey McGuire, for Robert Graham, for Wayne McKinney, for Rick Grieco, for Jesse. I want you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. And by the way, he died for Paul Dabdu and he died for Elvis Presley. Some of you may not like what I'm preaching this morning, but I'm going to deal with something right here that you've never, ever thought about and probably ever heard before. Nobody loved Elvis Presley like the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are not saved, why don't you accept the one that died for Elvis Presley? He'll save you also. You know, people cried. If you read this paper, everybody was crying when Elvis Presley died. He was loved. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, nobody loved them like Jesus. But people cried. People were going crazy almost because they said the king is dead. And I want you to know Elvis Presley was the first one to say, I'm not the king. Jesus Christ is the king. Thank God. You know, I don't say much about these things that I'm preaching about, but there was a time years ago when I was in rock music that I was more familiar with all of these singers. And I'm trying to tell you there's never been a man, even today, outside the Lord Jesus Christ, that was ever loved like Elvis Presley. Number five, he could not go to hell because God did not provide a way. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That included Elvis Presley. And by the way, that includes you. That includes me. That includes Mickey McGuire. That includes Robert Graham. Ladies and gentlemen, that includes Jesse Hatchley. I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and for me. And that includes everybody that's ever walked on this earth. Every entertainer that's ever sang in this world. But I want you to know that people today still look back at Elvis Presley and most of them think he's in hell. I want you to know he could not have gone to hell because Jesus Christ had provided a way. In fact, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 that Jesus was made sin who knew no sin. So God provided a way for Elvis. And by the way, God also provided a way for you. You say, preacher, if God would take someone like Elvis Presley, would he take me? Yes, he would. The same person. Because of the profession that Elvis Presley made, and I'll tell you about it in a moment. The same person that took Elvis Presley back in his younger days is still available for every man, for every woman, for every teenager that's in this room today that's never been saved. God sent his son to die for Elvis, to die for you, to die for every woman, to die for every man. He said, I laid down my life for Paul Dabdu, and I laid it down for Elvis Presley. If you go to hell after what God provided for you, it's your fault. You can look in the mirror tonight. If you're not saved, and if you go to hell, you can answer your own question, why am I going? It's because you've never taken the one that died on the cross for Elvis Presley and for you. My Bible tells me in John chapter 1 and verse 12, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And that includes you. Glory to God. That includes every man in this room. That includes every woman in this room. That includes Carl Pilkin over there. That includes Wayne McKinney over there. That includes every person in this room. It includes Emmett Johnson in here. That includes Byron. And I'm trying to say every man and every woman in this room. God has provided a way that every person in here can be born again. Through the years, I've always heard about the negative of Elvis Presley from people that hated this man. But I want you to know he was not hated by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was loved by Jesus. Number six, he could not go to hell because he could not be saved. The Bible tells us in John chapter 5 and verse 40, "And ye will not come to me that you might have life." God said, whosoever will may come. And that includes you. And that includes me. And that included Elvis. And that includes every man and woman in this room. Whosoever will may come. Amen. Number seven, he could not have gone to hell because he never heard. Now hang on. At the age of 13. See, Elvis was born. There was a twin. A lot of folks know this. Some of them do not. One of them died. And Elvis Presley said, "My mother sheltered me. She hardly would let me go out. She wouldn't let me hardly go with the guys because I think she was afraid," he said, "that maybe something would happen to me." But at the age of 13, after hearing some gospel music and after hearing some preaching, the tears were coming down the eyes of Elvis Presley. What did he do? He decided to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. And I want you to know, as a pastor of Ridge Memorial Baptist Church, I can stand before you today at the age when he was the age of 13, by his own profession and by his own testimony, at the age of 42, this man, even though he may not have lived a life that we would have approved of as far as living fully for the Lord Jesus Christ, but he was saved. And the one that saved Elvis Presley, the Lord Jesus Christ, will take you today and save you if you've never been saved. If he would have gone to hell, folks, it would have been for one reason. Rejecting Jesus Christ. And glory to God, I've got some good news for you. This man, before he ever got into music fully, he never studied music. I want you to know the talents that he had, the gifts that he had to sing, the gifts that he had to dance, all of these things. This is something that he developed for himself, but there's one thing he did in his younger days. He prepared to meet God. He never accepted that I'm the king. People gave that to him. I wonder sometimes that maybe that's why God took him so young, because maybe people were beginning to worship him more than to appreciate his music. And God says, "I can't continue to have that. I'm the one who's got to be worshipped." But it doesn't change one thing about his salvation. Elvis Presley could not have gone to hell because he was saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. By the way, if you're here today and God brought you here this morning and you say, "Preacher, I've never been saved. I don't think anybody loves me. I don't think anybody cares for me." I want you to know the same one that loved Elvis Presley is here today and will save you on this date today if you'll come and be saved. You young people in here, you've heard about Elvis Presley. You heard about it from your parents. You've seen him on television. There was never an entertainer, even today, that could measure up to Elvis Presley. They can't do it. They haven't sold as many records. They haven't sold as many hits. They haven't sung as many songs as this man. But yet, no one today can compare. But glory to God, I can tell you some good news. He, right now, I don't know what God's using him in heaven for. I don't know if he's singing up there or what. I'm sure it's a different kind of music. Amen? But I thank God for one thing. He could not have gone to hell because he never heard. He did hear. And he did get saved. It just amazes me as I look through this paper here. Mourners in waiting for last homecoming of Reverend Singer. A lonely life ends on Elvis Presley Boulevard. Might have been. And they say he couldn't go anywhere. It was that lonely. He couldn't go into town because he was afraid to be mobbed. But yet God took him, his child. He saved him. And my Bible tells me precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. You say, preacher, Elvis Presley wasn't a saint. And got news for you, neither are you. Ain't nobody perfect in here. Ain't nobody in here deserves to go to heaven. You've been saved. Thank God you're saved. Jesus Christ died for you. But if you got what you deserve, you go to hell. I would go to hell. There's nobody in this room good enough for heaven. But I got news for you. The one that died for Elvis Presley made him good enough for heaven. And the one that died for you and me has made you and I good enough to get there. But as far as deserving it, as far as earning it, as far as getting today what we deserve, we will not. You and I ought to go to hell. But because the one that died for this singer, died for Robert Graham, died for Paul Dabdu, died for Rick Grieco, died for Byron Bourgeois, died for every person that I see sitting in this room that has been born again. And if you are not saved, there's not a new Savior. There's not a different Savior. There isn't new blood. There isn't a new cross. There isn't a new man that died on the cross. Nobody is good enough to die for me. Nobody is good enough to die for you. That can take the place of Jesus. Only him qualified. He was perfect. It will take you today just like you are. You say, preacher, would he save me today? Yes, he would. The same one that saved Elvis Presley will save you today. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Right to the point. Something I know you've never heard before. But I hope you got some truth out of it. You don't have to go to hell. God loves you. Jesus loves you. He paid it all at the cross for you. You are important stuff. And you can come today if you've never been saved and get saved today. If you're already saved, you say, preacher, I'm already saved. But I've not really lived for the Lord like I should. You know, you can always come and rededicate your life. And get right with your Heavenly Father. In just a moment when the music starts, if God spoke to you about being saved and you want to come, come on. If you just need to pray, you don't have to say a thing to me. But if you want to be saved, you make sure you tell me, all right? So we can get somebody to show you how. So let's go to our Heavenly Father. Father, I pray you'll take complete control now of the service, of the invitation. Speak to every person in this room. Someone here not saved, may they come. Those that are saved, may each just need to come before they go home. And Father, whatever transpires, we'll give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Robert.